I'm here with Yendi and Abdullah and Ansa, if I'm right. Usually at this time I have fashion trends with Uli, but today I have a special health feature on the 7th of May. It was World Asthma Day. In studio I have Sister Hindi, Fancy Thomas and Abdullah and Ansa Abrams to talk about asthma. Sister Hindi is a study nurse and allergy in Africa webinar co-auditor at this allergy clinic, and Abdullah and Ansa is an asthma patient at Red Cross.
Heidi and Abdullah and Ansa, can you please introduce yourselves?
Okay, I'm Heidi Facy Thomas. I'm a nursing sister here at Red Cross. I mainly do research work all about on allergies and asthma, but I also run an what we call an Allergies in Africa webinar, which is where I invite people to speak and then I put it on the internet so that other people can listen to it. And then I also do a little bit of tutorial, which is teaching to the medical students.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Abdullah Ansar Abrams. I am an outpatient of Red Cross Clinic and I suffer from chronic asthma, bronchiolitis and a pleurisy.
Indy, what is asthma?
Asthma is inflammation of the airways. So what that means is that people that have got asthma, their airways become very easily inflamed and swollen. And the airways are what carries air to your lungs. So when these become swollen, they become red, they start producing lots of mucus, which blocks the airways up. And then what also happens is the muscles around these airways become tight, which further restrict the air going into the lungs. So basically, it's an inflammation problem. It's the lungs, airways become inflamed with asthma.
What causes asthma?
Okay, nobody really knows what causes asthma or why people have got asthma. But what we do know is that it's got a strong genetic component. And what this means is that if your parents, either your mother or your father or both of them or other family members have got asthma, you have got a higher chance of developing asthma yourself. So no one really knows what causes it, but we do know what helps to cause the symptoms of asthma, which are things like, we call them triggers. When someone with asthma is exposed to these triggers, their airways can become inflamed and they can develop a tight chest. And triggers for asthma are anything from allergens like dog hair or cat hair, house dust mite, pollen. They also cold air can sometimes trigger asthma symptoms. Anxiety or stress, cigarette smoke can trigger it. Any change of seasons can trigger asthma symptoms. So although we don't know what causes asthma, we do know what causes people to have asthma attacks or get a tight chest.
Abdullah Ansa, as you are an asthma patient, what is it like when you get an asthma attack?
Well, as an outpatient of Red Cross, what it is like for me to get an asthma attack is I start getting heavy breathing. It feels like I am suffocating. And then I start getting headaches, but it's not that much.
Abdullah Ansa, what medication do you have for your asthma?
The medication that I have is azithromycin. I have to take it on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Then I have prednisone. I must take 4 of it also on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Then I have my pumps. I have Seroflow and Ziclesinide. Those I must take every... Seroflow I must take 1 in the morning, 1 at night. Then the Ziclesinide 2 in the morning, 2 at night, and the Astavent when needed.
What should someone with asthma if they have an attack without their inhaler?
Okay, so if you're having an asthma attack and you haven't got your asthma inhaler with you, the first thing you must do is tell an adult how you're feeling. So find an adult. If your parents are not around, who's ever in charge, just tell them that you think you're having an asthma attack. Then the thing is to do is to stay sitting upright or standing upright so that you can get as much air into your lungs as possible. Try and stay calm, because if you get stressed, it can cause the airways to close more. And while you are doing these things, you must try and get yourself to medical help or to somewhere where you can get an asthma pump. Because with an asthma attack, you never know whether it's going to get better on its own or whether it's actually just going to get worse and worse. So you always imagine it's going to get worse and worse and you seek the correct help.
Abdullah and Ansa, what kind of challenges do you often get with asthma?
The challenges that I get with asthma is that I cannot partake in sports that include running, such as soccer, rugby, etc. And I cannot go outside on very windy days. As normal children, they can go outside with anything that keeps them warm and they won't get the touches or anything. As me, I can't go outside. I have to stay inside until the next day.
Andy, can you tell us more about your work as an allergy in Africa? We've been a
Yes. Okay. So allergy and asthma, allergy in Africa webinars are something that I coordinate. And what we've realized is here we're very lucky in a big city where the doctors and nurses, there are lots of talks happening all the time where they can go and get up to date on their knowledge and get taught things. But there are a lot of people out in Africa and in more rural areas that haven't got the same access to talks and educational things. So there are many doctors and nurses that don't have access to this. So what we do is we get people to come and speak here at Red Cross. They're normally doctors or nurses, and they speak about allergies in children and asthma. And then what we do is we broadcast that via the internet to people all over the world. Anybody that would like to tune in and listen to that talk can do so. And they can also type in on their computers and ask us questions. So while the talk is happening, they can ask us questions and listen to it. Then I record those talks and I put them onto our website. And I send the link to that website to lots of people as well. So that at any time you can go and listen to a talk that you're interested in, whether it be on asthma or eczema or allergic rhinitis. And at the moment I think I've got about 700 people on my mailing list that have access to these talks.
Abuda, and answer, what words of encouragement do you have for children in the hospital with asthma?
The words of encouragement that I have is that children, asthma is not a virus, it is an allergy. It can be treated with the proper medication. Take care of yourself, please. You may get asthma attacks, but that doesn't mean you are going to die.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
Another thing that I'd like to say is that, as Abdul says here, all asthma is treatable, but you do need to take your medication regularly. And the thing about asthma is that your medication is going to make you feel better. So a lot of people then stop taking their medication. But with asthma, you have to take it every single day. It's a very small dose, which makes it safe to take. But because it's a small dose, you have to take it every day. And that's the most important thing to remember with asthma, is to take your medication every day.
Thank you for coming for the interview, Indy and Abudal and Ansa.